I had many questions. For instance, how did all this begin? Had Special Forces simply stolen General Stubblebine's idea? It seemed possible, given the timeline I was beginning to piece together. Perhaps Special Forces feigned chilly indifference to the General's animal heart-bursting initiative, and subsequently instructed Michael Akanis, whoever he was, to begin staring. Maybe they simply wanted the glory for themselves, in the event that staring an enemy to death became a tool in the U.S. military arsenal and changed the world forever. Or was it a coincidence? Were Special Forces, unbeknown to General Stubblebine, working on the goats already? The answer to this question, I felt, might provide some insight into the U.S. military mind. Is this the kind of idea that people routinely have in those circles? After I left Glenn Wheaton, I tried to find out everything I could about Michael Akanis. He was born in 1950 in Nampa, Idaho. The old lady who lived down the street from him was a real grouch, according to a childhood friend. So Michael blew up her woodshed. He fought in Vietnam for 2 months in 1970, during which time he shot 29 people, confirmed kills. But then parts of his foot and calf were blown off, and he was shipped back home to San Francisco, where the doctors told him he'd never walk again. But he confounded them and by 1975 had instead become the USA's leading exponent of the Korean martial art of Hwa Rang Do, teaching such techniques as invisibility to special forces at Fort Bragg. "If you have to be by a wall with horizontal brickwork, don't stand vertically," he'd tell his Green Beret trainees. "In a tree, try to look like a tree. In open spaces, fold up like a rock. Between buildings, look like a connecting pipe. If you need to pass along a featureless white wall, use a reversible piece of cloth. Hold up a white square in front of you as you move. Think black. That is the nothingness." This nothingness was important to Akanis. Within that nothingness, he found that he could kill.